Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 2, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. 4.5 to go before halftime right now. Final play-in game of the night. Lakers win earlier over the Pelicans. Zion Williamson leaves the game with about 3.5 left to go. Going to get imaging done on his left leg tomorrow. So the Lakers move on to play the Nuggets. Now the winner go home game. It is the Sacramento Kings all over Golden State right now. 48-34 with about 5 minutes to go before halftime. The Warriors have not started out great. You got balanced scoring across the board from the Sacramento Kings. And look, if this game holds, right, obviously there's a long way to go, but you're talking about the Warriors who, yes, while they are 10 games over 500, are still in the play-in round. And they were the last team to qualify. They're playing on the road. They got to win two games on the road if they're going to move on. But if they lose tonight, right, if they lose tonight, like, this is it. Like, this needs to be the end of the Warriors era as we know them, and big changes have to happen for next season. What is going on now clearly is not enough. And if you can't get out of the play-in round, what does that tell you? The Warriors have not been trending up since they won the title, their final title, 4 years ago. It's been a, maybe they got to be healthy, and Clay will be healthy, but then this... And now you're looking at a bunch of guys in their mid-30s, and how far do you really think you're going to go anyway? Even if you win again, you're an old team. You're relying on three guys who are in their 30s for a lot of it. And if you're going to remake this team, this is where you have to find another destination for Draymond. You have to find another destination for Klay Thompson, because clearly he's got his issues with coming off the bench, playing, starting, and all kinds of stuff. Klay's not been that guy. And look, tonight so far in 15 minutes, he's 0-for-5 from the floor. You need to remake this team and say, who wants to come play with Steph? because Steph is the most unselfish of any superstar in the NBA. Jalen Brunson's a close second, but now he's scoring 40 a game, so there's that. But Steph is one of those guys that no one's intimidated by him. Nobody doesn't want to come play with him. But now you have the triumvirate of, am I going to go play there when it's been Steph and Clay and Draymond for 12 years? Am I going to be the outsider like KD was? Because KD was the outsider when they had a chance. Well, we're going to choose to let you go, and you're here and won a couple of titles. That's great. So they need to be more inclusive in saying, hey, we're open to anybody else coming in, because it's got to be like, if you're a good veteran player, do you want to go in and play there when it's Steph and Clay and Draymond? Or do you want to go in, hey, it's Steph, but now there's a little bit more room for you to be you, for you to exist, and for you to be able to make shots and be the best version of yourself on this team. If they lose tonight, that's what's got to happen. I know it's going to be difficult because you wanted these guys to all ride in together, ride off together. Look, they played all their careers as one team, but you got to get out from under the money. And look, both Draymond and Clay will have suitors in free agency or in trades. They'll have suitors in trades, especially Draymond. There's going to be teams saying, we want his toughness. He's still there. But if you're the Warriors, that's how you move on. You lose this game, like this is like the era of the Warriors could be in its last night.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at Draymond's contract, he still has a couple of years, which is not prohibitive. What is it, 25 a year at this point? And it's all just all right, does he still buy in? And when he plays, and ever since the last large incident of getting ejected and Steph nearly in tears, or actually in tears, and Kerr looking exasperated as he is wont to do in those circumstances, he's played some really good basketball. Klay Thompson clearly does not like the role he's in, but he did what a professional does. He went to work, and he's had some pretty good games, and certainly during this winning streak, he's come up big. 0-for-5 thus far tonight, 0-for-3 from three-point range in his 15 minutes. Kuminga, because that's the other side. You made all these bets on young guys, and most of them haven't worked. Kuminga's turning into a pretty good player. Right, you took the couple of bites at the apple with some other players that just did not work. You know, and Wiggins has been banged up on again, off again tonight, minus 16 in his 12 minutes, 1-for-4 from the field. But you look at all the other swings and misses. And I wonder if from a psychological standpoint, and I don't think Clay comes back, but just say theoretically in your scenario, someone had to say, hey, I can go play with these three guys. It's a much different environment than it was when Kevin Durant came in there. At that point, they're at the top of their game. Mm-hmm. They just won a ton of games.
Oh, yeah.
They won those titles. Their feet are up on the desk saying, all right, sell me this pen. Right? It's basically they're going Wolf of Wall Street. You know, convince me you need to be here. Now it's, hey, they've got to do a bit of a sell job to say, here's what we envision and how you can fit in with us, right? It's a much different environment at this point because they're vulnerable, right? Chris Paul has given them some good minutes at times, but not the level of consistency, and he missed a lot of time. And all the young guys, as we mentioned, whether it be Moody, the guys beyond Kuminga, it's been inconsistent basketball, inconsistent contributions, and trying to push those buttons. And when Draymond Green is not on his game as a facilitator and defender, it all goes to hell. And Clay has been streaky at best. And clearly his eye, he's got a bit of a wandering eye for a couple of reasons. Still thinks he could be a star, like to be an A-list guy, and wants to get paid again. Well, the Warriors are looking at him right now as, well, you're a bench guy who can give us 25 once in a blue moon, right? Where you get back to the guy you used to be. And so, all of that to say, it'll be an interesting, because you don't have Bob Myers there to massage things anymore either, right? That was one of the big losses that they had. As much as we talk about age and personnel, mm-hmm. that was a guy that smoothed a lot of crap over.
Yeah.
Go back to the Jordan Poole, Draymond, and whatever else, trying to make that all work. Tonight,
what was a big trade rumor earlier this year, right? That probably would have gotten out. That Mike Dunleavy didn't get a roll on. They tried to make a couple of phone calls, yep, and it didn't work out. Look, it's just the end, and it's not awful. It's not terrible. It's just all dynasties end, and they don't end with a bang. They end
generally
with a whimper.
Not very pretty.
That's how it goes, and this is how it could end. Now, they could win this game. It's a 10-point game, but obviously how far are they going to go to win two games, couple of nights on the road, and how far are they going to go if this is it, like it needs to do, because Steph is still an all-class, all-NBA player. And it's easier to build around it when that's the guy. It's like this. It's if you start in a new school and there's a group of friends and there's three guys who have been friends for 3 years and you show up as a senior and they, you know, you're in their group in science and they put you in their group in here. And it's like, okay, that's great. And you're getting along and all. But these three guys have been friends for 3 years. All the inside jokes, all the different things, the experiences they've shared. You're going to be the outsider. Not that these guys are all best friends, but when you if you're a free agent, you go to Golden State. It's like, am I going there? And are these three guys running everything? Because it seems like they run everything. Because no matter what happens with Draymond Green, he's back out there. How many ejections? He's back out there. No matter what is best for the team, Klay Thompson seems to wind up starting and missing a lot of shots, right? So do I really want to go there? Am I really going to be able to be myself, or am I going to be the outsider?
Yeah, but could you be the new kid like Heath Ledger in 10 Things I Hate About You? Or I mean, you come on, you may have been in prison.
I'm the new kid like Robert Pattinson showing up in Twilight. Yeah, I'm a vampire. Sorry. Oh, spoiler.
That guy hasn't seen the sun in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he okay?
I know a lot about it. Oh, you want to do American history of the 1800s? I lived it, pal. What do you want to know? I hung out with Thomas Jefferson, okay? Just so you know. He and I, yeah. In fact, there's how many people I killed and I drank their blood for him. Yeah, but that's...
Now, if they'd only dropped a line if Jefferson started it.
but that's where the Warriors are at, and it's just the way it is. And they've held on too long, to be quite honest. Like that's the one mistake I would say is they didn't want to pull the plug because these three players mean so much to the organization, they mean so much to the city, and I get that, I understand that. But if you're trying to win, you want to waste the last few years of Steph Curry's career because Steph is the guy still playing at an all NBA level. So you need something else, or you need something new around him, and you're not going to do it by saying, "Hey, we're bringing these other guys." You need to clear the decks where it's okay. Steph is the guy, but who doesn't want to come play with Steph? Of course people do. They'll want to come. They're not going to care. Yeah, I think that'd be great. Steve Kerr is a great coach. Most of the players like him. And for Draymond and Klay, it's probably good that they get to new teams. That's what's got to happen. Because if they're just going to continue on and say, these guys will be Warriors for life, well, guess what? This is where they're going to be. They're going to be right around the periphery of the play-in every year until they all decide to retire.
Well, and I can tell you, in this particular game against the Kings, you're into double-digit turnovers for the in the first half with a minute remaining, and Steph Curry's only taken four shots. You are not winning a game when he takes four shots. How about that? How about getting the ball up, Steph?
So right now, 52-46, Warriors making a little bit of a run the last couple minutes, but the Kings do have the ball. They're going to the free throw line. About a minute to go before halftime. We could have about 25 minutes left in the Golden State Warriors dynasty.
So do we play boys to men when it ends? Are they going to be in the studio?
Oh, we'll play boys to men here.
When they get sent gone fishing if they lose tonight?
We'll play end of the road here.
So, and though we play it so hard to say goodbye to yesterday, too.
Oh, what
we could have one or the other.
Well,
we could do both.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Yeah, they're both really good.
They're both appropriate.
They're both really good end of dynasty ballads.
We're going to do...
what are we... Oh, Mary Mack is making it.
Yeah. We're going to do end of the road.
We're going to do end of the road?
Yeah.
We'll do Motown Philly.
I already played that for Odd Couple.
Oh, they're already in heavy rotation. See what I talk about? Playing songs every 3 hours? It's in heavy rotation. We'll do End of the Road?
Yeah, we'll do End of the Road.
Okay, End of the Road sounds good.
People are actually listening to this show.
Fox Sports Radio.
Don't do that to my show.
Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studio.
Thank you, Mr. Helper.
Again, and without the racism. Remember, without the racism.
Chris Broussard said.
Without the racism.
That's a good, hell of a plug.
Look, just really quick, because we want to update you all on what's going on with Zion Williamson. No definitive, I would say, answer on his injury.
Yeah.
He left the Lakers game tonight with about 3.5 minutes left to go, coming down awkwardly after a jumper. He missed the last 3.5 minutes. The Lakers pulled out the victory. They move on to the playoffs, 7 seed, and now the Pelicans await the winner of this game on Friday night. For Zion, it is a lower left leg injury of some kind. We don't know. Willie Green gave the update after the game. Pelicans head coach saying he's going to have some imaging tomorrow, and then we will know more. Good news that Zion's able to walk it off. He's able to walk off and stomp off the floor. I don't understand why he's stomping off the floor.
It was a good stomp, though.
When he's injured a leg, I think you want to help him off the floor, but whatever. But that's what we know right now for Zion Williamson. If we get any more information throughout the course of the night, we'll let you know about that. Very big deal, because Zion had an unbelievable game, and then in what is turning into being the night that represents his career, he plays great for 45 minutes, 40 points, he's unstoppable, and then he gets hurt. And the biggest moments of the game, when the Pelicans could have pulled it out, he misses. The Lakers win. They move on. The Pelicans have one more game to try to save their season.
And then he had that play that LeBron drew the charge on that you would have been on the "You Got Jacked Up" segment years ago.
So that's where we sit right now. Big goings on in the NBA. About 15 seconds from halftime, the Warriors are going to go into this with at a deficit against the Sacramento Kings. They lead it 54-50 right now with just a few seconds left to go. But coming up next, boy, got big news out of Major League Baseball. Are a couple of big-time teams in trouble early? Ooh, keep right here. That's latest here.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You have to trade Draymond.
He's their leading scorer at halftime.
You just don't realize that the dynasty is over.
Don't say it's over, baby. Don't say it's over.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Halftime, and it's the Kings by four. We could have 24 minutes left in the Warriors dynasty. But joining us now on a hotline, a man who is so incredibly happy because David Stearns, his former classmate, is rocking it with the Mets.
Oh, boy.
But unfortunately, Red Wings fan that he is. MLB Network insider John Paul Morosi joins us now. JP, it was still an unbelievable season for the Red Wings.
It was indeed, and a surreal ending to it. To get you caught up, let's go with, as we call it in the industry, a TikTok of the pivotal moments tonight. The Red Wings find a way, 3 seconds left, David Perron scores, they force overtime. They've got to win this game and have the Capitals lose to make the playoffs. So they find a way, they get the game to OT. They win in a shootout. But while all this is happening, the Philadelphia Flyers, not realizing that by the Red Wings moving on to overtime and getting that point, that they would have then knocked the Flyers out of the playoff conversation, they pull their goalie in a tie game. So just for all the new hockey fans out there, you would not typically do that, okay? You would not typically pull your goalie in a tie game. But they pull their goalie in a tie game. The Capitals get an empty netter, and the Wings are eliminated. It is a surreal ending. The Wings, great building block season, but oh so close. Within, dare I say, one coaching decision perhaps away from making the postseason. What an extraordinary night in the NHL.
You know, go for it on fourth down.
Well, here, but here's the thing is, and the thing is, JP, and this is really a horrible thing. Someone's got to tell them what's going on, because going in, the whole strategy for the Flyers was they had to win in regulation. Like, they couldn't go to overtime. Like, the only way they would stay alive, they had to win in regulation. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing was, hey, if it's tied at the end, they got to pull the goalie and get a goal. That's what they did. Of course, Washington scores the empty netter. But you got to have the coach, have somebody going, hey, Red Wings scored. It's going to overtime. We're good. You got to have somebody that can do that. You got to have somebody that can say, hey, I know we're in the game, but we don't need to do. Oh, man, that sucks.
Whose job was that? And again, it's not, let's be fair here, it's not the Flyers' job to worry about the Detroit Red Wings. It's not their responsibility. But it does appear that if they were communicating in real time, hey, the Red Wings made it to overtime, they got a point, we're out, let's just play this straight up and see what happens. I get it. And listen, the Red Wings, from having watched this team carefully, they dropped plenty of points in December, they've dropped plenty of points in March that they shouldn't have dropped, that any one of those points would have gotten them in. It honestly, guys, it had the feeling of I'm not going to spoil it for those who have not done this, but it had some similarities to the final episode of Ted Lasso, a little bit, in some small ways. Had some. I hope I'm not spoiling it for anybody. If you're listening to this program and you've never watched Ted Lasso, my condolences, first of all, and second of all, what happened to the Wings tonight. A little bit of a reminder to FC Richmond.
So wait, JP. So what was the final play for the Red Wings to score with 3 seconds left? The Sandman? What did they do? What was the play they used?
Hey! All I can say is football is life. Football is life, and hockey is life too. And you know what? Baseball is life as well.
Yeah, congratulations to Denver taking down Boston College to win the Frozen Four as well. So we've covered hockey. Now let's get into Major League Baseball. Should Dodger fans be panicking?
Ooh, that's a big question. And, of course, as we speak right now, they're in a pretty tight game against the Nationals. Panic is a strong word. Astros fans, I might be a little more on board with them panicking. But Dodger fans, to borrow the famous phrase, they are who we thought they were. They are because they have one pitching injury in Bobby Miller on top of still not having Bueller. And, of course, Kershaw is not ready yet. So when you have this level of attrition with your starting rotation and you have to go to a six-man rotation to make sure that Yamamoto is adjusted to the major league schedule and you got to intersplice bullpen games and openers and calling guys up for the minor leagues because you're also worried about the workload of Tyler Glasnow. This is what's going to happen. you're going to have stretches where your pitching gets a little bit upside down for a week or 10 days, and you're all of a sudden not as good as you're expected to be for that short amount of time. Now, this team is going to the playoffs. I'm going to give a spoiler alert here. The Dodgers are going to be a playoff team, okay? But if this, I will say this, this last couple weeks to me has reaffirmed this is not a team that's threatening the Mariners' record from 2001. This team is a great team, a great collection of talent. But on a functional, day-to-day basis, it has flaws. And the most significant flaw is the lack of a steady drumbeat, consistent five-starter rotation. They don't have it. And I don't know if they ever will this year, if they're going to keep Yamamoto on a six-day rotation. I mean, that is where they are at. So this is a team that is about preparing for October, and if with the extra rest in October, it allows them to have roll out a rotation that has, they hope by then, a healthy Bobby Miller and a healthy Walker Buehler and a healthy Clayton Kershaw with Yamamoto and Glasnow and the cast of thousands. It's all great, but there's going to be some turbulence between now and then. And for that reason, look at the National League, guys. Look at the number of teams that have records that are the same or better than the Dodgers. Look at the Braves, maybe a little bit vulnerable with Spencer Strider out for the season. This is not the big two and the little 13 right now in the National League. It's a much closer league than a lot of people thought it was going to be.
And just wait for the Dodgers to win all those games, get in the playoffs, and the 85-win Mets behind Adrian Hauser and Jose Buda. They're all going to come in and beat the Dodgers. So look at the Mets.
They're in the conversation. I think Carlos Mendoza was the right choice as the manager. And again, I'll say this, Jason, they're playing well enough that it's not going to be a slam dunk, easy decision to trade Pete Alonso. That, to me, is going to be a really interesting case. And that's where, with all due respect, my old teammate, David Stearns, when you think about how he utilized the Milwaukee Brewers roster, remember, he traded Josh Hader, and that trade did not work. I think it's one of the moves that he probably regrets from his time with the Brewers. But you can make that move in Milwaukee, and it's not going to necessarily be something that you hear about every day from everybody. As you know, Jason Smith, it's not quite like that in New York.
Hey, and when you talk to Stearnsy again in the next few days, tell him I give him a solid B-plus so far for everything he's done. It would be an A if our defense was a little bit better. But he gets a solid B-plus from me so far.
Specifically, next time I text him, and I'm happy to do this, do you have a recommended Jason Smith-approved lineup decision that you would like me to convey?
Oh, yes. Start Ohtani at DH every day.
Right. So that would be, if that were to happen in the course of this phone call, I would have to go because that would be the biggest trade in baseball history. But I'll say this. If you have a suggestion to offer, I mean this sincerely.
Okay.
Based on current personnel, just let me know. I at times I will text AJ Hinch with suggestions that my family offers because they're all very serious Tiger fans.
Wow, okay.
And I, not like, hey, AJ, you should do this. More like, my dad really likes Foley. You did a good job of closing with Foley. My dad likes the decision. We need more Foley in the ninth inning. Things like that I will...
So I could do this with the Mets. This is like when George Costanza with Seinfeld. I could be in on trades, Jerry. Trades.
Right,
this is me having a real-life voice with the Mets.
But you got to know my style here. I'm not, and you know this about me. I'm not one of those hypercritical Monday morning quarterback guys. I'm more about positive affirmation. Like, Jason Smith thinks Alonso should stay in New York. Jason likes the idea of Jason likes what he sees from Beatty at third base. He's settling into more of a role. Those types of things are okay. More of an affirmation, okay, guidance, that sort of idea.
All right, I got one for you. I got a quick one for you, because then Harmon's going to get in on the Astros, because everybody's happy about that. I got one for you. I got one for you. At some point, Christian Scott's got to come up, right? At some point, he's got to come up, right?
The Mets farm system is, as I'm transitioning here to Mike's question, the Mets farm system is in a better place than the Astros farm system, because the Astros have had to make some moves to sustain this team for a long time. I'm thinking that the Astros' streak of ALCS appearances will end this year, because they do not have a Scott analog to call up right now in their farm system. How about that for a transition?
That's a pretty good transition. He's John Paul Morosi, at John Morosi, where you find him on Twitter. Leave out the H because Mom said so. Hi, Mom. JonMorosi, MLB Network, our insider here, joins us each week on the show. Jason Smith with me, Mike Harmon here from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios. Yeah, it's, you know, we're watching the Warriors in their play-in tournament game here, JP. So same kind of idea with the Astros. Bunch of injuries and kind of wishing and hoping to get that pitching staff right. Meanwhile, Altuve putting up his numbers but not getting a lot of support. So I don't think too many people are crying. I was going to make it a five-minute soliloquy about how you have to take my manifesto to the desk of the White Sox, but I don't imagine you're going to be assigned any more of those games because there's nobody watching those.
Oh, I'm watching the White Sox carefully. It's, of course, led by a fellow Michigan native in Chris Getz, but you make a very good point.
Can you send him my notes? Because I agree with a lot of what A.J. Brzezinski had to say.
The notes there would say, when will Luis Robert Jr. be healthy? When will Yoan Moncada be healthy? There's a lot of questions about when that next generation is coming up. Let me know when Colson Montgomery is ready. That'll be another one that we talk about.
Make sure he actually hits more than once every week. But yeah,
right. The pride of Jasper, Indiana. But yes. So at any rate, to the question about the Astros, I'm a little bit worried about the way their rotation is set up. A lot of injuries there, and Verlander gave up a number of runs in his last rehab outing. I just don't see it coming together. And there's going to be a year, and this is interesting, where if it doesn't come together, do you trade Bregman? Do you trade Tucker? Now, Bregman's a free agent after this season. Tucker's a free agent after next season.
Right.
They're not there yet, but you do start to wonder where, honestly, in my view, there would be at least as much of a case to trade Bregman as there would be for the Mets to trade Alonso. And by the way, now that we're on the subject of the NBA play-in tournament, how are the Pistons doing in their play-in tournament?
Oh, they're doing well. They didn't lose tonight.
Okay,
so it's good. They did not lose tonight.
My understanding is the Pistons have fared so well that they have been promoted directly to next season.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I think they go past next season and into 2026.
Right. So and this is where I thank the NBA Commissioner's office for not instituting promotion and relegation, because otherwise we'd be down to the G League or maybe the Z League at this point, based on the way that the business is playing.
Hey, JP, real fast before I let you go. Look, the biggest story in baseball yesterday, the surprise retirement of John Sterling, 30 years, play-by-play man for the Yankees. Three generations of fans grew up listening to John Sterling. What was your reaction when you heard that news? And, you know, here's a guy whose voice is synonymous with Major League Baseball and the most historic team is stepping away.
Sure. Iconic voice, true gentleman. I always enjoy my conversations with John when I see him in the press box. And one of the great marks of a broadcaster is that whenever any player would sign with the Yankees, the question instantly was, what's John Sterling's home run call going to be for him? And that's some serious currency in a profession that changes a lot and people come and go. The consistency of what he's been able to do is really, really special. And I think, too, the way in which he truly was comfortable being himself. Any of us that's ever spoken into a microphone in this business, we've had the same advice. someone says, hey, you got to be yourself, which is great advice. It's hard to follow sometimes because it is a competitive business, and you got a microphone there, and we're always, you know, in the public eye to an extent, or at least the public ear. And I love that John Sterling has been, always will be, John Sterling. And he never was trying to do an impersonation of anybody else. He was being himself. And you know, listen, he had an amazing career even before baseball. He did the NBA, the Hawks, called some great games with Dominique Wilkins. But I think he's the voice of the Yankees, the voice of baseball, and someone whose voice is a huge part of the way that a lot of people experience the game. And I'm going to miss seeing him around the press box, but I'm going to cherish all the conversations that we've had.
And if he was on with us right now, he would say, John Paul Morosi, we say adiosi. We'll see you next time. JP is
well
always
done.
Better. You like that?
Now,
huh?
That everyone, was extemporaneous radio brilliance from my friend, Jason Smith.
Hey, I got to earn my keep if I want you to give messages to David Stearns. I got to make sure I'm working at a high level.
Keep going. Keep building the faith, my friend. I love it very much. Jason, Mike, I look forward to this every week. Thanks so much.
Be
have
good, buddy.
Night. We'll talk
now
to
I'm
you.
Now I'm going to go watch Top Cat the way you did that.
Man. I could have input on the Mets personnel. This is like the greatest moment of my life. I saw
you order a whiteboard for the studio.
Personnel
We're in
decisions.
Trouble. He's got a grease board and markers coming.
Trades, Jerry! I could be making trades!
All of a sudden, he's hooking up all these data feeds, tracking minor leaguers across organizations.
This is all I
You
ever
now
wanted.
Have something to do with your days.
I can't play shortstop anymore for the Mets, but I can be in on personnel decisions. This could be. This is it. This is it, man. This is it. It's just like being an unpaid intern, but you, being at the very highest level of unpaid internness.
Your big
internist.
Break is finally happening.
This is it, man.
All these years, it's led to this.
About the Mets.
I just wanted
the guy running the Mets.
I just wanted to get my 750-page manifesto to the White Sox front office.
This is the greatest day of my life.
You are so happy.
Trades. I could be making personnel decisions for the Mets. I could be in on this.
You texted finally, Pam just now, didn't you?
Finally, they'll listen to me.
You texted Pam.
I'm texting my dad. Hey, Dad, guess what? Guess who's in on personnel decisions now? Yeah. Well, while I get my list of demands, ideas ready for the Mets. Coming up next, a huge retirement in the NBA today. We'll break it down next. Jason and Mike Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Harmon, I got four suitors for Alonzo interested already. I'm ready. Personnel decisions with the Mets. I don't got to worry about all the other crazy-ass stuff that general managers and presidents don't have to worry about, where it's like, we got to worry about payroll and all kinds of stuff and appearances. No, I can just concentrate on who I like, who should be playing where and what.
No, that's good, but yes. I think you should keep an eye on that. We had a situation here in Los Angeles where people didn't follow their dollars. And it created a very bad situation.
I understand.
Swept under a rug, but
this is I don't have to worry about, like, I could let other people worry
about their jobs.
I am just giving ideas through John Paul Morosi to David Stearns about what I think for the Mets.
Were you hacking into somebody's Rolodex that you were able to get those numbers and correspondence flowing quite so quickly? I mean, that was, 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
You know, you call it hacking. I call it just finding things on the computer.
And you and I mean, we recorded a video. I'm not giving that guy money to post longer videos, so I'll find a different place for that to live. I'll let you know when it's up here in a minute. But, I mean, we did spend 2 minutes, so that in less than 3 minutes, you found four suitors.
Yeah, four suitors. I got to make sure, you know, hey, if things got to move, we got to move.
I got a real one for you, though.
What do you got, Frostburg?
Your Schmetz are in town this weekend.
Yeah, buddy.
Are we going?
You ready for this?
Yeah, buddy. Go ahead.
Mike, you want to go see a blowout? The Mets get destroyed?
Yeah, I don't want to see
the Mets sweep the Dodgers.
Long.
Go ahead.
Ha! That was fun. That was fun.
He went elf. Ha!
Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
Get this to them. Pete Alonso trade to the Dodgers.
Okay.
Four.
Okay.
A bat and two hats.
Are you going to separate me from my wife so
does the sugar lady come with him?
No. You know my deal. If you want Pete Alonso, it's
a bat and two hats.
No. Lifetime preferential parking, free nacho helmet.
Dude, you make like $2 million here. What
free
do you, what
nacho
do you need
helmet.
That for?
No, you know what I want. I told you what I would have given for the Ohtani ball. This is what I get for Alonso.
Well,
Same thing.
By the way, your demands were terrible.
They were good. They were better than what she got.
Well, yeah.
Preferred parking for the rest of her life at a game. Free helmet nachos and unlimited non-alcoholic drinks. And a free hat, fitted hat, every game I came to.
Yeah, eventually they did get the meet and greet. But here's the thing. Nobody ever sees the retraction or the correction of what you do. So you still look like a bunch of jackasses from the original situation.
And Jason, you do realize your request is only like $20,000, right?
But that's okay. But you don't have any idea how much Diet Coke I can drink at a game. You really have no idea.
It costs them literally nothing.
You have no idea. For a $7 Diet Coke, I can do like 10 of them easy at a game.
Diet Coke costs them $0.
Yeah, but what they charge for it, I get that. Watch. The fitted hats are $50. The parking's got to be a couple $100. Oh, yeah, no.
Remember, it's $50 is what you pay.
All I got to say is this. His agent must be a wizard based on the way he's negotiating for himself.
His agent's Gandalf.
But that's right.
But just think
about
it.
He's got the big hat and everything.
John Paul Morosi said, I'll get your thoughts to David Stearns.
He validated you.
Really?
You've never felt so seen in your life.
You think I'm not lying. Here's.
Yeah, you really could go back and start giving out hats like the kid you always wanted to be. Hey, look at me. I'm an influencer.
Here's MLB Network insider John Paul Morosi because he knows he's friends with Mets president David Stearns.
If you have a suggestion to offer, I mean this sincerely.
Okay.
Based on current personnel, just let me know. I at times I will...
Yeah, and that's where he cut out.
What happened the rest of it?
Yeah, we didn't roll on the rest of it.
He said, at times, I can't believe we had technical difficulties for the greatest moment of my life. At times, I will send texts to him and let him know that because he does it with his family, with AJ Hinch. Hey, my dad like this, my dad like
that. That's what you're saying, he said.
That's what he said. Get the whole thing ready so we can play it back.
There's no proof.
You can't. Mary Mack, do you like to work here? You've been doing a nice job here, but I could have you. I could have, like that. Like, it's one of those movies where you could disappear and no one will ever find you.
Wow. Wait, is that a threat?
No, I'm just saying how it works
in the
movies.
I think he was talking about the movies.
Radio.
I'm just saying how it works in the movies. No one will ever find you. No one will ever find you. They won't know.
All that.
They won't know. That's how it goes. Hey.
Yeah, but what if she's Rosamund Pike? You're screwed.
We'll have more on The Greatest Day of My Life and a huge story out of the NBA next on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.